High school robotics is gaining momentum in Vermont. In clubs across the state, students design, build, and program robots for competition. And in southeastern Vermont, one small school has built a big reputation. Thetford Academy has sent teams to the VEX Robotics World Championship 5 years in a row. And this spring, they're headed back. Dylan Moody-Aness of the University of Vermont Community News Service grew up in Thetford and went to Thetford Academy. He recently returned on a competition day to see the robotics teams in action.
It's 8 a.m. on a Saturday, and about 100 roboteers are crowded into the Thetford Academy gym. Students are huddled over their robots, making last-minute adjustments before the competition starts. Overseeing it all is Leif LaWhite. He's the head robotics coach here.
We've got about 27 robots from different schools from all over Vermont and New Hampshire who have come here to Thetford to pit their robots against each other.
This is a regional VEX robotics tournament. VEX is one of the biggest educational robotics programs in the world, and each year it drops a new challenge for teams to tackle.
There are these blocks that are kind of like balls, kind of like blocks. I think they have 22 sides.
Duncan McPhee is on one of Thetford Academy's 8 teams. He spent months building a robot for this year's task.
Your goal is to pick them up and put them in PVC pipes, just tubes, and your goal is to put as many of your balls in the tubes as possible.
Teams score points for how well they complete the challenge. And today, Duncan's team is crushing it.
Yeah, we came extremely close to getting the world record for highest scoring match. We were off by 7 points.
Not bad for a school with only about 300 students. In recent years, Thetford Academy has become a regional robotics powerhouse. But it wasn't always this way. The program started in 2011 when a Thetford student, Jonathan Lightshoe, got hooked on robotics. He and his physics teacher, Mark Chabot, got a little grant money, built their first robot, and went to their first competition.
And we came in drop dead last.
That's Lightshoe. He remembers that loss fired them up. He started recruiting his classmates to join the team, and Mr. Chabot started fundraising. He'd been paying for supplies out of pocket.
We had nothing, and there was no budget for it. Sometimes I'd be like $3,000 in the hole.
The team started growing, and then the community stepped in.
We got armies of volunteers, of parents to come in and be with them on the weekends. And then they wanted to spend their entire holiday break like building robots.
15 years later, the commitment and passion toward Thetford Academy Robotics has only grown.
This year alone, I've spent 600 hours in the robotics room.
That's Connor Cutter Walker, a current Thetford Academy student and Duncan McPhee's teammate. The pair have now qualified for the VEX World Championship 5 times. And they both say a lot of their success comes from the time they put into it. Here's Duncan.
This is my passion, and that's why we've been super successful, is because me and Connor have decided this is what I want to do. This is what I enjoy.
Jonathan Crossett is another coach of Thetford's robotics team, and he says he's seen the impact of the program on his own kids.
My oldest son, who, you know, was part of the program, he kind of started out. He started when he was in 8th grade. He is an engineer today because of his time in robotics and the things that he did. And just
Jonathan Lightshoe, the student who started it all, is an engineer now. And he says, if engineering or computer science interests you, chase it.
If you got a passion for it, you got one life. Just go explore this stuff. You're young enough to make a lot of mistakes. And actually, you never get old enough to not make mistakes.
We would like to announce that the tournament champion is Team 486S String Theory and Team 4886Y Yogurt with 81 points.
Connor and Duncan's team, String Theory, ended up winning the tournament. In April, String Theory, and maybe more Thetford teams, will go to St. Louis to represent Vermont in another world championship. For the University of Vermont Community News Service, I'm Dylan Moody-Aness.